1-800-449-8686. And now, Phil Hendry.
This news, you probably have gotten it already. The pilot of an American F-16 bombed Canadian soldiers in Afghanistan, believing they were enemy forces firing on him, according to defense officials. Four Canadians were killed, eight were wounded. Canadians, as you know, are part of the coalition forces in Afghanistan. There's a Canadian force there, there's an American force, there's a British force, there are Australians, there are Norwegians, there are even, I think, some French. The soldiers were the first Canadians killed in a combat zone since serving alongside Americans in the Vietnam War. Their unit, the 3rd Battalion of the Princess Patricia's Canadian Light Infantry, based near Edmonton, Alberta, was the first all-Canadian unit to suffer fatalities in one half of a century. How can these things happen? We've heard about friendly fire before. Friendly fire is when friendly troops are killed by fire from their own side. Vernon Dozier is a former member of the United States military, is currently working as a high school football coach in South Pasadena, and we contacted him late this afternoon to get some comment on this. And I hope, Vernon, it's not. Do we have him up or not? All right, we don't. Let me just, Mr. Dozier, are you there?
I'm right here, sir.
All right, I was told you were at the at a Laker game, and so
I am at the Laker game at Staples Center. Yes, sir.
All right, because I heard nothing but static, but you can hear us?
I can hear you fine, yes.
Mr. Dozier, first of all, can you give us your military background?
Well, it's not something that I generally want to tell people, but I did work in operations for the CIA in field operations.
You worked for the CIA. I was told it was military?
It was more on the intelligence side. And I can tell you, Phil, because I was told by your producer while you called, that many friendly fire incidents are not accidents. Not accidents, sir, no.
I'm talking about friendly fire when our own guys get shot.
They are not accidents, and I'll tell you why. First of all, you get kids that are right out of boot camp. They're salty. They're ready for action. They need to vent right away. It is not unheard of to put them out on the wire, and if there are no bad guys, go ahead and let them take a shot at some friendlies.
So, in other words, you're saying that the friendly fire that our own troops receive from their side sometimes is intentional?
Well,
You're saying that we target our own men?
I don't approve of it. But I'm telling you that when I was in the CIA, I was aware of some incidents, both in Vietnam and in the Gulf, where a commander felt his guys were a little trigger-happy and needed to get it out.
But how can a commander with good conscience target his own men?
You've got to understand that when you are in the military and you're in a combat zone, your conscience and your all of the stop guards and the stop gaps that you would ordinarily use go out the window. You and people like yourself, Phil, and probably people in your audience would exercise that restraint. You'd say, that's my own guy. I'm not going to kill him. But that would probably get you shot and killed in a combat zone. You've got to be willing to shoot and kill even your own men. And the reason why...
Why? Why do I got to kill my own men?
The reason for that is very simply this. You have to be ready to be on the trigger no matter what, no matter how. And the only way you can learn that to any great degree is by, unfortunately, targeting your own men sometimes. And
so as a matter of course, the U.S. military has targeted our own guys because they need to give their guys some trigger time?
You need to give guys that are brand new, guys that are just in from what we call the world, some trigger time. In the Gulf, one of the friendly fire incidents involved a group of young tankmen who had finished dinner and were basically sitting in their tanks. And the instinct was to turn the TV on or play a video game or something, and there was neither, so they rotated the turrets of the tanks. They got a go-ahead from the commander at DATCOM, found some friendlies, and let it rip.
How do you live with yourself? And how is this legal?
Well, I was in the CIA, and I can tell you, you leave your conscience at the door. You do what you got to do to stay sharp.
How is this legal that we're shooting and killing our own men?
It's not illegal. It's not legal. It is definitely illegal, but I'm telling you that this is being done under the it is being done under the guise of the military, and I'm aware of more than one battle that was between two platoons.
Two platoons of Americans?
That's right, fighting each other.
Did they know that they were Americans?
I can tell you at least in one of those instances, yes, they did. But they had just had it. They were fed up. They had had no trigger time. There was nothing going on. They couldn't find the enemy. And they were angry, and they began to shoot at each other. It happens. My information is that it happens a lot more often.
Talking to Vernon Dozier, our number is 1-800-449-8686. You're a former member of the CIA.
That is correct.
Were you a what they call a spook or?
I worked in Phil. I worked in field operations. Let's just leave it at that.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is the number. There was friendly fire today that killed four Canadians in Afghanistan. What Vernon is telling me here is that this is intentional. Sometimes we target our own guys to give our guys some trigger time.
And this incident today, Phil, is a little bit different. A lot of guys get amped up to kill, and if you can't find the enemy, you have to kill somebody. But this is different today. These were Canadians that got targeted, and... I got to tell you, my information is they thought they were Americans, and it was a total foul-up.
So let me get this straight. Our guys intended to kill other Americans and made a mistake and killed Canadians.
That is absolutely right, as crazy as it sounds. Yes, sir. That is correct.
Okay, and then this makes me ask this question. If they meant to kill Americans and they killed Canadians, how'd they make that mistake? Would they've got to do not the Canadians fight under the Maple Leaf flag?
I'm sorry, I didn't...
Do not the Canadians fight under the Maple Leaf flag, the flag of Canada?
I know they are Canadians, and as such, they fight under the Union Jack of the British. I don't know...
No, the Maple Leaf flag of Canada.
You're talking about the Maple Leaf flag?
Yes, sir. If they've got that flag...
My understanding is that's a hockey flag or something.
What are you talking about?
That is a flag. The Maple Leaf flag is a flag that the Montreal Maple Leaf hockey team...
The Maple Leaf flag is a Canadian flag.
Well, then that's the follow-up, because our guys probably thought... You have to understand something. You got kids that are coming in from...
You're aware that the Maple Leaf flag is the flag of Canada.
My understanding is that the Canadians are basically British, and they fly into the Union Jack. And the Maple Leaf flag is a flag that's used at hockey games and things like that. That is my effort.
Well, I'm here to tell you that you're wrong.
Well, let's remember that I worked in special operations for the CIA for 15 years, Mr. Henry, so I don't know if you can really say I'm wrong.
I can tell you you're wrong. The Maple Leaf flag is the flag of Canada.
Well, if that's the case, then that's the follow-up. Our guys probably thought it was a bunch of Americans because they were Canadians with a flag that they thought was a hockey flag or something.
All right, so our guys intentionally shot those Canadians thinking they were really Americans because they shoot Americans, we shoot our own guys regularly for trigger time?
I am telling you that this is a cover-up. It's something the military doesn't want us to know, and it doesn't want you to know. But I was in the CIA for 15 years, and the information I'm giving you right now, I could be in very serious trouble giving to you. But the fact is, we have intentionally targeted other Americans for many years. Today, we shot Canadians. That was a mistake. They'll correct that. They will probably reposition and probably recalibrate their weapons. And
oh, well, that's nice to know. They'll recalibrate their weapons, make sure next time they get Americans.
Mr. Henry, you talk to me as if this is my... It's not my decision. I'm simply telling you what the United States military does.
Good God. 1-800-449-8686.
I know. It's frightening. It's wrong. And these kids that we've got out on the front lines, are some of them are pretty stupid, too, in terms of their ability to identify the enemy. So it is something that you have to recognize.
Let me go to Joe. You're on the Phil Henry Show, Joe.
Hey, who is this man? This man is Central Idiot Agency.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry, 1-800-449-8686.
I'm talking to Vernon Dozier, claims to be ex-CIA. You're at a Laker game right now, Vernon, right?
I am, Phil. I'm happy to report. It's the right now it's Lakers 35 and Portland Trailblazers 25.
Yeah, all right, but you are making claims on my radio show that the United States military purposefully targets its own men in friendly fire incidents so that guys can get trigger time when the enemy isn't around.
It's a disgrace, isn't it? And
well, that I don't know. That's what you're claiming. And you're also claiming those four Canadians died today because our guys are too stupid to know the difference between an American and a Canadian.
That one. You're yelling at me, Mr. Henry. I didn't make the policy, and that is the unfortunate fact of life, that we've got guys flying F-16s that are so dumb.
Well, let the record show, sir, you didn't know that the maple leaf was the Canadian flag.
Let the record show that I was in special ops with the CIA. I was undercover for a long time, so I was out of circulation. I was out of country. All right, so I don't, they keep changing flags.
No, the Canadian flag has been the maple leaf for a long time. Here is Ron on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Yes,
this
sir.
This Vernon. Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to Ron. Yes, Ron,
yep.
Go ahead. You're on
this
with Vernon Dozier.
I don't know who he is. I don't know why you would even have him on the show.
I'm a fake.
You are a fake.
What are your credentials?
I'm not going to be talking about my credentials.
Not. So
you're
you
making
what,
all your comments.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Fine.
I mean, if you
know what I'm
fake,
saying.
I can call you
about
a fake.
You.
I can call you,
you
a fake.
You do not know anything about anything. You're watching
yeah.
a Laker game. You're supposed to be some
yes,
kind
sir.
Of an expert.
I'm
an, you're an expert.
I retired from the company 15 years ago.
Very good.
Okay.
You don't even know that the Canadian flag has a maple leaf on it.
Sir, that
yeah,
is
they
not
change
exactly.
their flags every other week. They're, it's a hockey
they
flag, as far as you're concerned.
That's exactly
and everything
what it
that
is.
You say is in the same exact category as that.
I suppose you're an expert from watching F Troop, is that it?
I'm not an expert as
all right.
You
well,
you
as I've, as
but
I've,
what I do
as,
know
as I've gathered,
that an American would never say something like that. And
we
I don't
not,
care if you were in
sir,
the CIA
the
or the ABC.
I didn't make the policy.
You cannot make statements like that.
Yes, I can,
and this
sir.
This station,
if it happens to be a fact.
Who has put you on, should be this. They, you should really think
you know,
about what you're doing.
You know
having a guy like
is,
this.
Well,
and having
I would like to
like
say,
this.
I'd like to say, this is Phil Henry. I'd like to say. You claim you're with the CIA. You have no proof of that.
Mr. Henry, so that you and your listener can understand, this isn't Get Smart. This isn't I Spy. We don't carry ID cards that say, hi, I'm a spy. I worked in special operations for the CIA. That's all you need to know.
Yeah, well, that's
all you and this hysterical
but if you were
guy.
Anybody
this
who
hysterical
anybody,
guy Ron knows
you wouldn't be saying what you're saying
right,
while you're
ask.
At a game, a basketball game,
I was contacted
having
by
us
the
all
radio
listen
station.
To the,
I was
the
contacted
hooping
by
and hollering that goes on in the background.
I was contacted by the radio station to make some comments, sir. What do you
well,
want from me?
You don't, I don't,
no.
Well, that's why I say I blame the radio station.
Well,
they
what are you yelling at me for?
They should not let you come on.
And you talk
and
about
I think you should get off as soon as possible, Vernon, because you're not doing anybody any good.
What's the Canadian flag? What's the Canadian flag look like?
Sir,
yeah.
if you don't
See,
know what
you,
it looks like, you better go look in the
No, sir, but you're the one. You're the one that called up and began casting aspersions on me.
Yes, because you are a person who is casting aspersions on the United States of America,
I'm simply
and in particular,
saying,
our Americans who are fighting over there.
I dealt with these guys. A lot of them aren't so bright that they know the difference between
Listen,
a Canadian
I'm
and American.
I'm Canadian as well.
Now
I
we know.
Not
even
now imagine
we
that
know.
Anybody would be on this station saying
now,
things like you're saying.
Now we know what your
Please
hard on is. Okay?
Get off of this.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You're saying
Whoever
that our guys are so stupid that they don't know
fired.
The
difference.
I'm telling you, we got frontline soldiers that think the Canadian maple leaf is some flag you wave at a hockey game. Is that
you
my
do.
Fault? Is that my
you
fault?
Do.
Is that my
You're
fault?
You're the one. And
You're the guy that said
that
you didn't know that
here.
It was a...
And anybody who's listening to this
I
show...
Thought, aren't you guys
please,
British?
As you well know, and I'm
are
sure
British?
There are millions of people trying to get in here, I'm lucky I got here. You
well,
are a fake... fake like there would never ever was a fake.
How American are you sitting there watching right now reruns of the Golden Girls? At least I'm watching a basketball game. Okay.
Well, you sure true? You're,
you know,
you're true.
Excuse me. I pissed off a Canadian. My bad.
Yeah, very
yeah,
good.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, listen,
Ron,
your point is very well made. Vernon, you can say you're in the CIA. It doesn't mean you were.
Listen, I could be killed for some of the things I'm saying to you guys right now. Do
well,
you understand
I keep
this?
Saying them then. Because it would be nice if something happened that you don't have to say these things anymore.
Oh, is that how you feel?
Yes.
All right, okay.
So, goodbye, Vernon.
All right, I know how you feel then.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
So
Thank
long,
you,
Vernon.
Yeah, see you, Ron.
Take care now. You going to hang up, please?
No, you hang up.
No, you hang up.
No, I don't have to hang up. They called me. Why don't
yes.
you go listen
well,
to some
you
Ann Murray
hang up
records?
Because you
or
said
something.
All you had to say.
Why don't you go listen to some Ann Murray records, all right?
All right, don't be juvenile, okay? The man has made a very valid point. You're the one that didn't know the Canadian flag. You thought it was the British Union Jack. You thought the Canadian flag is a hockey flag. You say that those Canadians died today because the Americans thought they were Americans and they just happened to be waving a hockey flag.
That
and what
so
would they be waving a hockey
Vernon,
flag
would...
for in the middle of Afghanistan?
There's nothing to shoot at. There's
Please,
nobody
Vernon,
over there.
Get off of the phone, Vernon.
No.
We are tired of listening to you. You've made...
Mr. Hendry, should I hang up?
A big yes.
I'm...
Tell him yes.
Phil, don't say anything.
Well, wait a second.
No, don't. Do you run your show or don't you?
I run
yes,
my
he
show.
Runs his show.
Well, then what are you telling him what to do for?
Because I'm making a suggestion as a listener.
All right, I'm making
There's
a suggestion.
Million of us out here listening to you who don't want to hear it.
I'm making a suggestion, Phil, that
if we had some credentials here that made some sense, that we would be glad to hear you.
Hey, Ron, let me ask you a question.
You don't make any sense
at
all.
Who's tired of listening to who? Celine Dion here is pissing me off, okay?
Good.
Better things to do than...
Oh, listen, the fact that you're at a basketball game is not your fault. You're at a basketball game, all right?
Well, he could go to a quiet men's room maybe somewhere. Everybody's watching the game. There's nobody there.
Is that where you go to relax?
You can make all the comments
well,
you want.
Well, I mean, you're
Every
telling me to go into a nice
like
quiet...
Just like the comment you're making about the Canadians and the United States.
I think these statements of the military is...
Let me tell you something, Ron. We had a thing called Vietnam. You may not be aware of it, but I happen to work special ops during Vietnam.
I don't want to hear about your special anything,
okay.
Vernon. It doesn't... If it's... Anything that you say at this point is ridiculous.
A lot of ugly things happen.
I think if you went out on the floor by the basketball game, that would be good. Maybe somebody there would be able to play ball with you.
Well,
we don't want to do that.
Whatever that means, okay? You got to quit while you're ahead.
All right, listen, Ron, I appreciate your comments. I think they're reflective of the way a lot of us feel.
I think that everybody feels
I thank
way.
You very much.
Thank you very much for having me.
Okay, Rush. See you later.
What's that mean, Rush?
The band from Toronto, not the guy.
Oh. Whatever, man.
Well, listen, he's the guy that called up.
I know what he did. 1-800-449-8686. Ann on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Ann.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I had a brother-in-law in the Second World War who was a prisoner of war in the Philippines. He survived the Bataan death march and was loaded with many compadres on a hospital ship, a Japanese hospital ship. And our boys bombed it, not knowing that it was full of American soldiers.
That's where you made your mistake. They did know.
That.
They did know. It was
excuse
full
me,
of
could I finish, please, sir?
Well, I would
could
respect
I finish,
you.
Please?
Okay, but they knew they were Americans.
They did not. You weren't there, and they. And
well, neither were you.
We have doctors. Please, sir, it's my turn.
You know, Mr. Hendry, the Lakers are up by 15. The Laker girls are out right now, and I got.
Well, hold on, okay? Let the woman talk.
Mr. Hendry?
Yes,
Mr.
go ahead,
Ann.
I'm right here, Ann.
If Mr. Vernon is going to control the airway, why even open it up to the public?
Can I go get a beer?
Go get your beer. I want to hear what Ann's got to say.
Thank you.
I am telling you this, sir. It is all documented. Our boys did not know they were bombing their own guys who survived the Bataan death march. And it was a very sad time. It does
Give
happen because that's
cheese
it bottle, happens because it's part of war. Mr. Vernon,
right
you
now.
Are full of hot fever.
All right, you know, Ann, Vernon, did you hear that?
Extra jalapenos. What?
Did you hear what the woman said, that she had a relative, a brother-in-law, who was on the...
Oh, I heard that. Yes, of course I heard that. And a great deal of respect to... Oh, so she hung up? I had a great deal of respect to her and her brother-in-law for whatever. What did they do, start a hardware store or something?
No, the man was on the Bataan Death March and was on a Japanese hospital ship when it was bombed by mistake by American forces.
And I am telling you, bud in the bottle, not the cup, light touch. I am telling you that I have information. Put it in a big cup, will you? That I have information.
Look, would you get your dinner and then we can talk, okay?
No, I can tell you right now that those guys bombed that ship on purpose because we had, at that time, brand new guys coming into the Air Corps. They had absolutely no ability to do any dry run or any target practice. It's tragic, but the only target practice those guys could get would be to go over and bomb our own guys.
Why? Where there weren't enough Japanese?
Yes, but they couldn't find them. They didn't know where they were. It's one of the saddest. They'd go over and look... It wouldn't be anywhere.
You're a sick, sick, sick bastard. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Vernon Dozier, who claims friendly fire is intentional. We intentionally target our own guys for target practice. Those Canadians were, it was a mistake. We thought they were Americans. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
I'd be killed if they are.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Vernon Dozier is with me. He is formerly with the CIA, or so he claims. And he's also claiming...
That's insulting for you to say that, Mr. Hendry.
Well, your credibility has been called out by our callers already. You are claiming the United States military, as a matter of course and as a matter of routine, targets American soldiers, that they kill other Americans just to get target practice. You further claim that today's hit on four Canadians was a mistake, a foul-up, as you call it, because the F-16 pilots thought those were Americans, too?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. And let me tell you something. This whole thing would have been swept under a rug if those had been four Americans that have been killed. You know that Americans have been killed in friendly fire, and nobody ever says anything. Nobody ever questions it. But because they were Canadians, all of a sudden there's a big stink. Because the Canadians can't keep their mouths shut for love or money. And if you so much as urinate in the wrong stall up there, there is a federal case that begins in Vancouver and sweeps all the way to the Maritime Provinces. Canadians are notorious for whining and screaming and squealing if they don't get their way. Witness the gold medal incident with the Russians. We didn't get our gold medal. The Russians got it. And they drag us into it. And let me, if I could, Mr. Hendry, I have a Canadian wife. She's what I call Canadian Kong. And by Canadian Kong, she's from Hong Kong, but she's a Canadian citizen. All right,
that's very interesting. You have a Canadian wife who's Chinese?
Yes. And the most entitled people in Canada are these Canadian Chinese who think just because they put a railroad up, oh, well, excuse me, I better go get you something to eat. I better go bind your feet. I am personally tired of it, and I would like to see our government. Look, if we've got an active policy where we grease a few of our guys, I don't think it's good. But if we kill some Canadians, it shouldn't be a big deal.
Well, it is a big deal because they happen to be a fellow coalition partner and they are friends of ours. Yeah, it's a big deal. Scott, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Vernon.
Vernon Dozier, yes, sir.
Yeah, Vernon Dozier, nice to meet you, United States Air Force. Let me tell you something.
I'm not in the United States Air Force.
I'm sorry, what?
I'm not in the United States Air Force.
Well, I am. You're in the CIA. I understand that. I don't appreciate you at all disrespecting the lives of innocent soldiers that were killed today. And I think you deserve to apologize. I think you need to apologize to the whole nation, in fact, that you made a mockery of the United States Air Force.
Well, Scott, every time you engage in a homosexual act while you're in the uniform of the United States Air Force, do you apologize for that?
No, not at all. Of course not.
Well, of course you would, no. But you should tell your superiors, because as you know, don't ask, don't tell is one thing, but now that I've had gotten you to admit that you're gay, you might want to tell somebody.
I've admitted that.
Here is Jeff on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, I just wanted to say that during World War II, my grandfather was in a year and a half in
the
European theater, and then 1 year in the Africa theater, and during Vietnam, my dad was in Vietnam.
And what'd you do? And you were in the Boy Scouts. And you were in the Boy Scouts?
I just want to ask you, if everything is supposed to be special ops like it is, why the hell are you talking about it?
Story time on the Phil Hendry Show. My grandpappy was in World War II.
Yeah, okay. Well, I just...
Don't make it.
You're an idiot.
What was your question, Jeff?
You're an idiot.
What are you putting him to? What's your question?
How can he come out and say what he's doing about...
How can I come out and say what I'm doing?
Yes.
Jeff, did you get out of high school?
Look at, just answer his question, okay?
How can I come out and say what I'm doing?
Yes.
What do you mean, how can I come out and say what I'm doing?
Mouthing off, telling everything that you know. Obviously, you weren't in the CIA.
In the CIA. After 30 years, they can't kill you anymore.
Okay, great.
They can't kill me.
By you saying that we're killing...
Jesus.
Other people that we're training with our hard-earned money,
right.
that's like a million times worse than saying the CIA put crack in black neighborhoods and liquor stores just to get them to fall.
But we did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, we did. I was part of that operation.
No, you didn't. No,
we didn't. I was in the CIA. You weren't.
Okay,
and
great.
I put crack into people's...
No, you did not.
Oh, so suddenly you guys are telling me my job. Is that it?
Yeah, great.
Okay. I put crack into liquor. What did we do? Liquor stores?
Oh, yes. Okay. Crack and liquor stores
yes.
in bad neighborhoods.
That's what we did.
What's claimed? Okay.
So what, what's your problem?
Okay.
What's your problem?
I just want to say you're an idiot.
Oh, I'm an idiot?
Yes.
I happen to be a member of the CIA.
Yes,
as such, if I told you my my operation, I could be killed.
Okay.
Bug off. You're a lion sack.
No, I'm not.
Somebody hasn't hit you yet?
He's gone. I hung up on him.
Yeah.
I mean, these people are, you know.
You guys are all going to be dead enough.
Somebody, you know, anybody can say they're in the CIA. Anybody can come out and say that they're in the CIA. Anyone can say.
Lakers 50, Portland 38.
Yeah.
So we're spending a whole lot of money to go out and kill our own guys.
That's what this guy claims. Can you believe
yes.
it?
No, I can't.
Look, I didn't start the program. I'm the guy reporting. Hey, don't.
Jeff, thank you for your call.
Hey, thanks, Phil.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. The voice of Vernon Dozier was performed by me, and the people that called in thought he was a real guy. So that was me doing Vernon, and those were real folks thinking Vernon was a real guy, and we have no information that the United States intentionally targets its own soldiers by way of target practice, nor do we have any reason to believe that the F-16 fighter who dropped that bomb today thought he was dropping it on Americans and was too stupid to know that a Maple Leaf flag is not a hockey flag, it's actually the flag of Canada. Now, from yesterday's show, Roland Schwinn was on, the president of Fat Pride, an organization of fat people who are proud of it. They're suing CBS to force the production of a fat version of Survivor. Here's what Roland had to say.
Phil Hendry. Flashback.
First individual that won Survivor, if you remember correctly, when it was all said and done, he lost like 30, 40 pounds because he was an overweight man
well,
to begin with.
Well, no, it wasn't 30 or 40 pounds. He was not
that's what he,
no,
that's what he said on national television.
No, he did not say 30 or 40 pounds. And most of the weight that he lost before he was on that program, not while he was on the program.
Okay, all right. Well, let's go to the second show then. How about Kentucky Joe, the guy that ran around with a feather up his butt? He was no doubt.
He wasn't fat. I don't know what you call fat, but I'm talking about members of our organization that are 50. I am saying the federal.
30 to 50 pounds overweight is fat. So this guy was 30 to 50
pounds. He was not 30 to 50 pounds overweight. And what I am saying is.
Do we want to call Kentucky Joe and find out for sure?
He might have been 10 pounds overweight. Television, especially CBS, is discriminating to fat people. They've got gays, they've got blacks, they've got Hispanics. There are no fat. The only person on television with any weight at all is Cameron Bradhart on The Practice.
Well,
and
I totally
the federal
disagree
law,
with you because
you disagree with me
how?
Well, wait a minute. I want to, Chuck.
In today's society, you're saying, what are you considering fat then?
Right. Chuck, I want to ask you a question, Chuck. Hey, Chuck, I want to ask you a question. Your complaint is simply that Survivor has already had fat people on.
And that's bullcrap.
They have been fair to everybody.
That Survivor has, the producers of that program, Mr. Schwinn, have had fat people on.
They have not had the kinds of competitions that would be even-handed and fair for individuals that are overweight.
If you
now,
remember correctly, most of these individuals several times couldn't do several of the activities because they were overweight.
What do most people do
so
when they go to
the beach? Fair. It's a team activity.
What do most people do when they go to the beach? What do most people do when they go to the beach?
All right, hold on. Mr. Schwinn, if you're eating dinner, you need to...
I'm sorry.
You need to swallow your food.
What do most people do when they go to the beach?
What do most people? They play.
They
play in the sand.
That's
they go
right.
swimming.
Why
they sit in the
isn't
sun.
Survivor addressing those activities?
Why does the beach have anything to do with it?
Well, because that's where most of the survivors are on the beach or beach.
In track. Africa, Africa was
well,
the beach.
You know what I'm saying?
Wait a minute.
No, I don't. There's
Am I gonna...
three of them. There's...
No, we could play with a blow up rainbow colored ball and things like that. Normal things.
Wait a minute. What makes me want to tune into Survivor and watch people? Play with a beach ball.
I don't care whether you tune in or not. CBS has a federal obligation to produce a program.
Wait a minute. Now you want CBS to produce a show that they'll lose money with, that's going to cost them money to produce, so you guys can throw a beach ball around, nobody will watch it, and you still win $1 million.
They've been fair. They've been fair. Why can't somebody overweight stand on a pole and stand there longer than the next person next to them? Those are the activities that happen now.
Right. And then they have people kayaking out of the waves.
What?
They have people kayaking out in the waves, having to paddle boats and everything. Give me a break, will you?
They have been fair. CBS has been fair. CBS has been fair with the laws, and I think that you just need to lose the pound.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's easy to laugh at fat people. I've been laughed at my entire life.
I've been fat before, and I've lost weight. It's called willpower. It's saying push away the plate.
I don't want to. I enjoy food. You ask me to stand on a pole.
So do I, but it's unhealthy.
I can barely climb a step.
You can barely climb up a step?
Yes.
So CBS needs to produce...
It.
All right.
Oh, you don't doubt. Why? How do you know whether I'm fat or not?
Well, the way you're talking. You can't take food out of your mouth and talk on the telephone.
Sir, I'm having dinner. I guess you don't eat dinner. Is that right?
Well, when I call into a radio show, I'm not sitting there eating.
Thank you. Thank you, Chuck. Maybe the guy has the common decency to eat before he calls.
I had to rush a very late dinner. I'm sorry. You want to tell me about
Bill Henry. Flashback.
That is so solid. All right, something happening at Robert Blake's house, and when we get it, you'll get it. But apparently police have arrived at the home of Robert Blake, the actor, who has most recently suffered the death of his wife, Bonnie Lee Bakley. She was murdered, as you recall, in May of last year. And, of course, the speculation has been rampant as to who was responsible. All we know is that Los Angeles police are at the home of Robert Blake right now in a gated community there in the Woodland Hills area of Los Angeles. And if you're an L.A. cop, you know, it's a funny thing. I was going to mention Johnny Carson because today is the, or this week, I should say, marks the 75th anniversary of NBC. And they're going to be having all kinds of specials with regard to, actually, The Tonight Show is having its 10th anniversary this week, right? Jay Leno's appearance on The Tonight Show. And I was going to mention how if you're Johnny Carson, if I were Johnny Carson and I was at home and I was retired, I would, and I'm telling you this as God is my witness, I would wake up every morning, I'd get myself a little breakfast, I'd flip on the TV, I would open up the newspaper, and I would spend every single day reveling in the fact that every single day someone somewhere is saying, well, you know, Johnny would have done it this way. Somebody on the Leno show, somebody on the Letterman show, somebody on any of those late night shows would be referring to how Johnny did it. And I would just spend the rest of my days enjoying that. That would be beautiful. I was also going to say that I never really liked the Johnny Carson show. I never liked his version of The Tonight Show. But you know, that's neither here nor there. The fact is the guy was a phenomenal success. And the fact is he sits there retired to this day, enjoying his life, knowing that all they can do is remember when. Remember when he was the only guy, right? So 10 years Leno's going to have on The Tonight Show coming up sometime this month. I don't know when it is. And Letterman's been breaking his ass over there on CBS and NBC for so long. I mean, look at Letterman. Look at the toll time has taken on him. And he is a funny man, in my opinion. But look at the toll that life and time has taken on him. He is a funny old-looking guy. A funny old-looking guy with a gap between his teeth. Grow the hair long, buzz it out, fuzz it out, put the fright wig back on, anything, man, but that sort of, that do that you're wearing now, that close to the scalp number, you look, you know, a little Grecian formula I think's in order right now for both of those guys, if you want my honest opinion, which I know nobody asked me. But I was going to mention that about Johnny and about what his life's like today and, you know, the people that are referencing him and people relying upon him for opinion and people relying upon him as a touchstone for the culture. And here's the LAPD, and they got their own little carnival going on, don't they? Boy, a day doesn't go by that these guys aren't involved in some high-profile, glamorous, bigger-than-life media event murder. And lately, they drop the ball in just about everything that they handle, don't they? Not that the LAPD does. Quite frankly, they probably do a very good job with the evidence presented to them. I don't know. But boy, when they turn that over to the district attorney's office, everything just goes up like one big, like, it just goes up like one of them cotton candy balls, man. One of those things you like, you know, those flash powder deals, those things. My kids were playing with them. They set fire to the tool shed the other day. I don't know the name of them, but they sure do go up. They're flash paper. You ever seen that stuff? You light it and it just goes poosh. Magicians use it. So here's the LAPD now parked out in front of Robert Blake's pad. Now everybody knows where Blake lives. That's the part that it would bother me. If I am living in a home that I've paid $1.5 million to $3 million for, and I'd like it to be a little hush-hush, a little on the QT, now I got every schmuck that has a helicopter license flying over top. They can see where I take a crap. They can see where my pool is. They look at where the doghouse is. Haven't we had enough of these high helicopter shots of really big houses and cop cars parked in front of them? Really big, palatial, spread, three-acre, big-time tool shed, maid's quarters, Olympic-sized pool, lawn and garden, you know, a house of the month, and about three black and whites, and about four plainclothes units, and, you know, and an ambulance parked out in front. I'll tell you what I'm jealous of. I'm jealous my house ain't on TV. Maybe I ought to kill my wife. Just kidding, honey. Even though I'm kidding, you know I'm kidding. She's probably kind of just slightly worried. Just joking around, baby. Just some... Only in L.A., man. Only. You see those helicopters, they're up about 1,000 feet, and the big-ass pad with the three or four cop cars, somebody in rubber gloves, and someone wheeling a blue barrel out the front door. Oh, my God. Oh, man. I'll tell you what, though, CNN has got it. They're on top of it. Fox is probably on top of it. I haven't flipped over. But, man, I'll tell you one thing that ain't on top of it. The CNN website, for love or money, they still got as their headline, Plane Hits Milan High Rise, Three Dead. This is much sexier, you guys that are running that website for CNN. Speaking of sexy, you wouldn't want to miss out on a big opportunity, would you? Especially when it involved something that was of high quality and limited, a limited edition. Well, that's why I'd like to tell you right now about the Phil Hendry Show Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt. Now, you can only get this at the Phil Hendry Show website, but the Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt is a once-in-a-lifetime item. It is a beautiful royal blue and black bowling shirt. The royal blue front comes with the black back and sleeves and collar. The 65% polyester, 35% rayon fabric is just the bomb. Comes in small, medium, large, or extra, extra large. And it's only $80 plus $8 shipping and handling, UPS ground service, shipment 2 to 4 weeks. Father's Day's coming up, Mother's Day's coming up, Arbor Day's coming up, Halloween's coming up, Thanksgiving, something's coming up. And it don't taste too good. That's why you should get the Phil Hendry Show Best of the Phil, or whatever the hell it's called. Oh, yeah, Ted's of Beverly Hills Bowling Shirt. The CD is something I'll promote next hour. It's the Ted's of Beverly Hills Bowling Shirt. Go to our website, philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. PHILHENDRIE show.com. If you're in the LAPD, I especially recommend you get a Ted's of Beverly Hills Bowling Shirt so the next time you're on TV with these high-rise, big-time murders, you got that... Hey, wait, what are you guys doing again?